and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thanks, Miller. It is Purple Towel Wednesday on GordonKeith.com. Everyone enjoy that. Very nice purple towel pictured on GordonKeith.com. Very ridiculous purple towel. All right. I don't know if I've ever been a part of a segment that's generated more response than flip-flop talk. It's amazing that people had such hot sports opinions on the flip-flop. We talked about that at 8:15 today. That's what the Muser topic wheel landed on.
Yeah, in the cubicle area, they're chatting about it.
Greg emails and says that he's with me. He hates the flip-flop. He says, I complain when my wife or adult kids wear them because they suddenly can't do something because they're not shoed correctly. I mean, they can't move those boxes in the garage. I'm wearing flip-flops. I mean, that's the big excuse.
Yeah.
And I understand that those things, and I heard this when I was a kid, that they're bad for your feet, as Junior mentioned. They cause, I think, overpronation or something, and will make you have, and this is a real term, this is not a made-up Muser term, flat foot. You will develop,
flat foot?
You'll develop flat feet. You'll get flat foot from wearing them. Hmm. P1 Dion says, another whip of the, what I call, whip flops. If you have long toes, you get overhang. That's the truth. There's nothing worse than overhang because then you risk the stub toe, and then you get nail separation. You ever had that happen when you stubbed your toe and it pulls the skin down, and all of a sudden you got blood nail?
Mm-hmm.
Hate that. Terry disagrees. He says he loves the flip-flop, and he loves to play golf in them.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm. I've seen guys do that. I don't see how they do it.
It's for light use only. It's not for heavy sporting use. It's not for industrial use, off-road use, light use only.
Didn't Mike Modano sport a pair of flip-flops that had, like, golf cleats on them?
They weren't flip-flops. They were sandals or something, right?
Yeah, the sandals. That's
intriguing
Scott's,
right there.
I think Scart Sculling wears those.
That's intriguing right there.
I just tuned in. Who is Scart Sculling? What kind of
Craig
name is
Rosa
that?
Craig Rosengarten does our golf show.
Who?
Scart Sculling balls.
That guy. Scart Sculling.
Why does it sound like someone slowed down the record when he said balls?
Scart Sculling balls.
Mark says, Crocs make a flip-flop that is amazing. Huge cushion on the heel. I gave up on flip-flops until I tried a pair of Crocs flip-flops. I'm just saying, says Mark. And I heard a lot of people mentioning those Croc flip-flops. Craig, not Rosengarten, says, I hate the flip-flop. The toe post is a deal-breaker. Crocs, on the other hand, I pick up a pair of Crocs at a greatly reduced discount. And I wear them at home all the time. I'm not allowed out of the house in them, however. Mine are the Mary Jane model of Crocs, which is typically a woman's model, even though mine are a men's size 12. And they're gold. Not yellowish or goldenrod, gold, like glittery, sparkly gold. He says maybe that was why I was able to get them so cheap at Big Lots. He says his wife calls them his pimp shoes. He's got sparkling gold Crocs. Mm-mm. He says, listening via the miracle of the internet, Craig in West Texas, formerly Craig at Irving Mall. Wow, that's
okay.
What a move. AR emails and says, Giorgio, because Giorgio, you were singing the praises of the Crocs, says, Crocs were a fad, and the only people that wear them now are fat nurses, because you can wash off blood easily.
That's not true. I see them all the time at the lake and the pool.
Well, he says, get them if you want to look like a fat nurse.
Oh, all right.
And AR brings up this point, and several people mention this, is that the only sandal-type footwear that's worth a darn is Keen footwear. You heard of this?
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's good stuff.
He says, in many people's opinions, the best foot invention of all time was the Keen brand of sandals. Matt says, flip-flops at his job. He sees them there in the workplace. Says, women seem to get away with wearing these in the workplace, and I want to lose my mind hearing these women walking up and down the hall. And he says they're usually always fat women who wear the flip-flops. And he has to see Elephant Heel.
All right.
What exactly is that?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, when you you see the heel compression, the heel skin kind of compressed and get saggy elephant ass looking?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Anybody?
Hey, I got to see the anti-flip-flop memo in the cubicle area. Big John Griffin brought it down. And
yeah, I just saw it too.
From 2005 was when that was handed down.
And didn't Corby like blow a gasket after that?
Yeah, I think he did.
He felt targeted. Dale says that he works in an office where they don't have to deal with people and it's all dudes. And he says the flip-flop is a huge player there. So it's not just fat women that wear the flip-flop. It's also all dude workforces wear the flip-flop. He says the greatest part is getting in the car and kicking them off and driving barefoot.
Right there with him.
I don't like driving barefoot.
I can't do that.
But I don't trust my feet if I'm driving in flip-flops either. I'm afraid it's going to get hung up on something and I'm not going to be able to...
I think you're better barefoot than driving in flip-flops.
I do too. Although a lot of times I'll drive with just the shoe on the driving foot.
That's weird.
So I'll have one shoe
like
on, one
Michael Jackson
shoe off.
Kind of thing?
Yes.
Just got one?
Especially if I'm wearing like slip-on loafers, I'll take the left one off when I get in the car.
You just have one ruby high heel that you slip on your foot to drive with?
Yep.
It's just weird. That's weird. Becca says that we got to try Nike flip-flops. Got the fabric straps and so that they're her favorite.
Tell her we don't have to do anything.
Right. Nice brushback pitch there from Junior. Drew says you got to try the North Face Base Camp sandal, and you got to see this thing.
I don't have time to try all these things.
You got to see this thing. It's made of like egg crate material on the bottom.
Ooh,
that your foot rests on, and then it has the fabric strap over, but you still got toe post.
Yeah,
which that's a little weird. And I think David brings up maybe my favorite point. He's a P1 in New York City. He says that we haven't even touched on the biggest issue of flip flops, and that is the appearance of the feet. And I'm certainly glad you bring this up because most people's feet are ugly. They have gnarl foot. They got sausage toe. And he says living in New York City, you know, he's riding the subway and you don't make eye contact because you don't want to get shivved. And so you're always looking down. And he says that he has noticed that women are really dropping the ball these days on foot care. And he makes an observation that I've made several times on the air here, and that is a nice set of feet are very rare.
I agree with that. I agree.
There's very few women who have nice feet.
I agree with that, male or female.
Well, I don't look at guys' feet, Craig.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not a very attractive person, but I have beautiful feet. I've got a beautiful pair of feet.
Stop the show. I
really do.
I feel really gross right now.
They're pretty feet. What can I say?
Has Rex Ryan told you that?
Hey, how are you?
With Junior hanging his feet out the window. Oh, I thank you. A lot of guys talk about my food.
Gross. We need to listen to that Rex Ryan video again sometime.
No, it's too creepy.
Why are you still hanging on to that?
Well, only because we're talking about feet. That's the only thing.
No, but you've brought up the Rex Ryan foot fetish video several times.
It's the most unbelievable thing that I've ever heard.
You guys
from an NFL coach.
You want to see my feet?
No, I don't want to see your feet.
All right, let's see your feet.
Okay.
I bet you have sinew foot.
I've got perfectly shaped feet.
That's
what an odd claim.
No man I've ever known has ever said that.
Look at that.
Wow.
Let me get over here and... How you doing, sir? What you doing today?
Isn't that a nice foot? The toes are all proportion.
You know what? Junior has really nice feet.
See? I told you.
Yeah, you're showing him your toe cheese?
Feet I've ever seen.
They're just... Thank you.
I've got like your feet.
You there's got a license or...
There's no gnarl, there's no...
What is gnarl foot? I don't even know what that
gnarl
is.
Gnarl foot is when you got the sinew tendons that kind of poke out and stick out and... You know what I'm saying?
It's not really.
Look at supermodels, man. Supermodels will have like gnarl foot.
And their toes are curling?
Yeah, the toes kind of... It's like Chris Rock's hands, but there feet versions.
You're sick.
Wow, I can't get Junior's feet out of my mind.
I told you.
Were you holding his foot?
I told you, they're magical. I don't know.
Magical?
I don't know what the deal is, but they're my finest feature.
What are you, Rex Ryan? Gosh.
Who picked those?
Yeah, so you don't see like a them. Hot girl, and then you go down to her feet, and then she has that one turned over sausage little toe that just...
Oh, my God!
It just ruins it. It just ruins it. You know, it's like, you know the old saying, put a bag over their head for when someone has a butterface, you know, kind of situation? Mm-hmm. I've actually made love to women with bags on their feet.
That's weird.
It's stupid.
Yeah, the elusive... Wait, maybe we need to have a foot fashion show up here. Junior thinks he's going to win it.
Well, you just give him the title.
I think I will.
Let's see your feet, George.
No. Why? I'm not going to have you inspect my feet and say, oh, wow, you got that. You got gnarl head. You got...
gnarl head? What?
Whatever it is that you call it. Gnarl foot.
I can't believe you're pretending like you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I think I do now. The curled toe, I
do
guess.
Do you notice really people's noticed. Feet?
Yeah, I guess a little
I always
bit.
Notice people's
not
feet.
Not to the Rex
they're...
Ryan level that you've taken it to.
It's
but,
not a Rex Ryan level.
No one does like him.
Do you want some of this?
All right. God, my inbox is filled up again with more. Well, that's kind of my informal street name, boy. Georgie, you're going to love this study.
Doubtful.
Why would you call it that?
That would be a weird name for a place for emails that you haven't gone through and deleted. You ever heard of the National Institutes of Health?
No.
Or the NIH?
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently they did a study back in 2009, and the title of the study was the association between penis size and sexual health among men who have sex with men.
What a waste of time.
Why such a cumbersome title? Not cumbersome. But, you know, why is the title so...
Mm-hmm. Unwieldy?
Yeah. They found in their study that gay men with
below average penises
were more likely to assume... I don't know if I can say this. They were more likely to be the...
Play Mike Napoli's position?
Well, have you ever heard the terms bottom and top? You know, when you're like
sure. from you
going through gay websites and the guy describes them, I'm a top.
No,
another
I've heard.
Guy describes
no.
I'm a bottom.
Swear, I've not heard that until you Thank brought you. It up on Bits and stuff.
I'd heard top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth.
Right.
Top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth. What do you?
Sixth, seventh, Gross. Baseball innings.
Oh, okay.
You're way too. Submerged in your
submerged
gay, in your gay porn world.
No. What? I'm reading from an actual study done by our government here. They found that men with below average granusities were more likely to be bottom of the fifth, and that those with above average cleanuses were more likely to be a top of the fifth.
Who cares?
Hello, I'm the Gordon. Gift.
Those with average glunuses describe themselves as versatile in the bedroom.
Oh, well, that's great.
They did an actual report on this. They compiled data from more than 1,000
gay and bisexual men.
No one can even understand that.
And so our country's in this great debt, yet we're spending money on that.
That's right. We have to raise the debt ceiling or raise the debt bottom.
No.
I just thought you
didn't
want to know that information.
Nope. Didn't care. Still don't.
Imagine, what's the most expensive thing you've ever shipped?
What?
Oh, shipped?
Shipped.
That's a good one.
I don't know, I guess a Christmas present of some sort.
You ever buy the insurance?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever bought the shipping insurance.
I don't think I have either.
You know, when they ask you, are the items in this package worth more than $100 in value, sir? Well, someone was shipping a horse from Belgium to JFK Airport in New York. A horse. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know you could ship a horse.
I didn't either. It was a one-year-old European warm blood, that's the type of horse it is, worth $140,000. And when they opened the cage or box or whatever they put it in, it was no longer alive.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think they ship him like where they box him up with those little styrofoam peanuts. Don't you just ship him like you would ship any other animal? You guys are making it sound like they took him to the UPS store and said, do you have an envelope big enough for this?
Well, you ever spilled a box full of those styrofoam peanuts and had to clean them up?
Hate it.
Yeah.
It's the worst. They say that this European warm blood started kicking forcefully in his pen about 30 minutes after takeoff, and then he calmed down, and then he just keeled over a little bit later.
Oh.
That's sad.
He's all flipped out.
So, but if you're shipping a horse, I'm assuming that it's in the cargo hold, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that those things weren't pressurized or weren't climate controlled.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think they are pressurized.
The cargo hold.
Yeah, because that's where your animals stay, and if they weren't, wouldn't all of your toiletries blow up?
I thought they do.
Sometimes
don't
they do.
Well, they do a little bit, but I mean, they don't explode.
A couple of years ago, SMU shipped their horses over to Hawaii for the bowl game.
So did those horses ride in with the passengers like you could be seen next to a zebra?
I'm pretty sure they were in a cargo hold.
Okay, so it has to be pressurized.
It has to be, yes.
Otherwise, the horse's eyes would blow out everywhere.
Right.
And that poor horse, he was flipped out about flying.
Well, he should have gone to his doctor and gotten some what?
Horse drugs?
Horse drugs.
All right, we got to run. Thank you for that story, though.
Yeah, that's a little pick-me-up for you.
Yeah, it was great.
So bad.
We do have to go because we have the newest Dallas Maverick, Rudy Fernandez. We've confirmed it this time.